This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brandon, as we look at the grains here on Thursday, what's happening with the corn and soybeans and wheat?
So corn and soybeans are higher as we speak. Corn's up about 2 to 4, beans up anywhere from about 6 to 13. However, wheat is down currently about 7 to 9 in Chicago, 7 to 8 in Kansas City, and 2 to 4 in Minneapolis. That wheat in particular, I think, is seeing a little bit of weakness due to the first day of the spring wheat crop tour showing record yields for the first day since the tour began in 1994. But the soybeans are recovering nicely from yesterday's sell-off into the close. There was an announced sale of soybeans this morning for 264,000 metric tons for delivery to unknown, so likely China, but we can't say for sure. And then corn is still kind of a little bit on the recovery as well, but not quite as strong, only up, like I said, about 2 to 3 right now.
That was Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
September corn up 2 1/4 at 406 even. August soybeans up 7 1/2 at 1118 1/2. August soybean meal up 8.10 at 351.50. August soybean oil down 24 cents at 45.78. September oats down 2 even at 330 3/4. On the Merck, August live cattle up $1.75 at 188.65. August feeder cattle up $2.35 at 259.47. August lean hogs down 37 cents at 93.40. August pork cutout up 20 cents at 104.90. Class 3 milk is down 21 cents at 20.22. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.